Chapter 9 The Sheriff's Visit. The next day, the sheriff arrived at Lord Fitzwalter's house with 20 horsemen. Lord Fitzwalter watched them through a window. He was not happy. "He wants to talk about yesterday's fight," he said to his daughter. "And you nearly fought too. Please go to your room, Monsieur, or I will speak to him, Monsieur. I do not want to speak to the sheriff." "Father," said Marion, "but I will listen behind the door." Single quote. Marion left the room, and a minute later, the sheriff walked in. "My Lord Sheriff," began Lord Fitzwalter, "I am sorry about the fight yesterday, but your men," single quote, "no, no, I do not want to talk about that," said the sheriff. He put his hand on Lord Fitzwalter's arm and smiled. "I want to speak to you about your daughter, the Lady Marion." "Ah, Marion," said Lord Fitzwalter unhappily. "Marion is a good girl, but she does not always listen to me. Perhaps one day a husband will." "Ah, yes," said the sheriff and smiled. "Well, I am looking for a wife, and I would like to marry your daughter. I like a strong woman, and Marion is also very beautiful. I will be a good husband. I have lands, money, and important friends. My lord, what can I say?" said Marion's father. He was now very unhappy. Marion wanted to marry Robin and no other man. He knew that. "You are very kind. I will talk to Marion, but I will come back tomorrow," said the sheriff. "Remember, Prince John is my very good friend. He can be your friend too. Think carefully." Single quote. Diamond suit. That evening, Marion and her father talked for a long time about Robin, the sheriff, and Prince John. "Marion, why don't you marry the sheriff?" said her father. "He is rich and important, and he is a friend of Prince John. I am afraid of the prince. Please marry the sheriff, and forget Robin Fitzurth." Marion took her father's hand. "Father, I am sorry to bring you so many problems. I will not marry the sheriff. But he will be angry with me, not you. Listen, tomorrow I will leave the house very early and stay with my uncle. The sheriff will come late in the morning. Tell your men to look for me. Look in every room, Monsieur. Be very angry. Then the sheriff will think that you know nothing." Single quote. "You are right, Marion," said her father. "You will have to marry the sheriff or leave here. Go then to my brother's house. But who will go with you?" Single quote. "Good Friar Tuck is staying here tonight," answered Marion. "He will help me." "That fat churchman," said her father. "He is a strange friar. He fights too well for a churchman. People say that the abbot of St. Mary's hates him, Monsieur." The friar had to leave the abbey. "Friar Tuck does not like the abbot because the abbot takes a lot of money from the villagers," answered Marion. "Friar Tuck says that the church has to help poor people." said her father. "The abbot does live very well. He is a greedy man. Friar Tuck is greedy too. He eats more than 10 men. But he is a brave man and very strong. Yes, take Friar Tuck with you."